Hi, Angel.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry, the call is connected. Yeah, so you were saying that it was supposed to be only $8,000, right?
I got a letter from the IRS about my taxes for 2017 being down to $8,000 only. The reason is, when I filed my last tax returns for 2023, the IRS was supposed to reimburse me almost 11 grand, and they didn't. So they made adjustments to my tax amount, and it went down to 8. So what you're talking about is very likely the first lien that the IRS filed against me, but that's no longer valid.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah, because I can see right now the lien file date is for 2021. So that's the one.
That's a long time ago. But that's no longer accurate.
So this one is already being paid off, right?
No, it was not paid off. And I don't intend to pay those MFs.
Okay, so I'm not sure why they still have this amount. Let me go ahead. If you have a couple of minutes right now, I can take a look with the tax specialist so they can give you more information.
No. Hold on.
And have you...
Hold on a second. I am out of the country right now. I am preparing my luggages. I need to go to the airport. I'm going back to Dallas.
Oh,
if you have
okay.
anyone that wants to talk to me, they can call me on Thursday after 4 p.m. Central Time.
Thursday. Oh, okay. Sure, yeah, we'll give you a call back on Thursday then, after 4 p.m.
But please make sure you have the up-to-date information because the 21 grand lien should no longer be valid. It's been changed.
Yeah. Absolutely, sure. Totally understand. I'll go ahead and let them know what's
okay.
Once we call you on Thursday.
All right.
Have
you.
A nice trip. Take care.
Thank you.